Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Howdy, Coobs.
Pantels.
Welcome back, doggy.
Thanks for having me.
Have you been watching the news?
Which channel?
I have VPN, so I know in Canada you're not allowed to watch the news.
Okay.
But I get all the news. But I get the American news. I got some sad news. I saw a woman that I think I want to strangle her in the New York Post. She was like 26. She had a dog for 10 years. Okay. There's just a video of her at a parking lot. She takes her dog. Her dog's like my dog size, and just throws it. And she goes, it was better. She was better off. But she killed her dog.
What
basically,
do you mean,
threw it like 9 meters high. It was a fucking 10-year-old dog. So they arrested her.
Like, how big is this dog?
It's a little dog. It's a cute little dog.
Wow.
And she killed it, and they arrested her. She's going to do 12 months prison. But then they go, oh, and she's not allowed to own an animal for 10 years. But honestly, you should never own an animal. And that, to me at least, that's life in prison. That's a psychopath. That's your own little dog. The most loyal creature on the planet is a dog.
Yeah.
If she did that, she betrayed a 10-year-old fucker, I'm going to throw it off the roof of a fucking parking lot.
Yeah.
You deserve to either, since we don't do the death penalty, life in prison.
Yeah,
well, you can't be out in society.
If she could do that to her dog, what's she going to do to fucking me?
Yeah. No, it's true.
I don't like peanut butter off her fucking nuts.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to find out. She's like, what is he? A moose.
Kill him.
We're taking care of it. It's crazy. Wow. These people should not be out in public.
Killed her puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of sad dog news.
I hate that stuff. Like stories of microwaving cats and stuff like that.
Oh. It's terrible.
In Dubai, there used to be people who used to do this. They would light cats on fire and swing them around by their tails. No. One time I thought it was a smoke signal. I was like, what's going on?
Who's he calling?
I don't know why it was a thing. They would dip them in fucking
kerosene
gas.
And yeah. Stuff. Oh, fuck.
I don't know why.
People are savages.
They just didn't have entertainment at a certain point. They just fucking started lying.
Now they have all the entertainment. Now everyone's there. You could get an Instagram all to shit on your coffee table if you're the right Emirati.
Yeah.
The only good news I saw, I don't know if it's good news, but it was entertaining, was that politician's aide that went into the House of Representatives where they passed bills. And he filmed a porno of him getting banged in the ass by another dude.
I heard about this. I don't know the full story. What's the story?
It's a good story. It's a staffer, one of the Democrat staffers.
Okay.
Him and his, I don't know if it's his film partner or his boyfriend. They just went in, and it's the same room where they pass laws and shit, you know? And it's just there filming like a POV style, just railing this guy in the ass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, in his defense.
They're Democrats.
They're Democrats,
sure,
obviously.
For sure.
The Republicans do the ass fucking in private. That's the difference.
Was it Obama? What are we talking about?
It's a young guy. It was a young staffer who did it. And he, he took it in the ass. It's funny because that's a good building for that because everyone gets fucked in the ass. Whether you like it or not, we're all getting fucked in the ass because buildings like that, these government buildings. But yeah, he just, in the video, I saw the video, like they blur out the ass, but you see him just getting rammed. And they posted it on social media.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even like a hidden, like he posted, he's like, look, I'm getting fucked where people pass laws or some shit. It's like, why would you post that? You're a staffer.
Yeah.
You think your boss is going to be like, awesome.
Dude, sick.
I love the commitment.
Pound that, dude.
Of course you're going to get fired. It's complete. Shocking, debaucherous behavior. But even it's not because you will think, oh, it's the gay thing that's bothering you.
That's the old man. Ooh.
Yeah, click on that, Poseidon. Oh, yo! Shit. No, that's not censored, bro. I thought that was censored.
Censored.
Bro, what the fuck?
Woo.
The one, no, there. Like, okay, now we already saw the uncensored, we know.
All right.
Look at that, bro.
Now we might as well see it. This is like an auditorium. This is like proper.
Poseidon, were you streaming that?
Honestly,
no,
man.
No, nobody saw that.
Good body on that guy. That's a fit dude.
Yeah, he's a thin staffer.
Yeah, that's a twink.
Thin staffer. He's a twink. Yeah,
that's a twink passing bills over there.
Yeah. Well, he's I mean, goddamn.
Speaking of man ass, did you see you know that guy on YouTube who shows his asshole?
No.
And he actively nares his asshole. And it's uncensored on YouTube because it's educational.
No.
You can open this right now and show it.
Well, I would prefer not to, but I want to hear the story behind this guy. How long has he been doing this? How many views does he get?
So that one has over 30 million views. And it's uncensored. Search Nair.
Poseidon, are you down?
Nair harem. Nair video.
Are you down, Poseidon, to...
It's very
wax graphic. Your ass. No, I don't want to watch it. He
spreads his butt cheeks and goes a before and after.
No. Definitely not on a Pantel's Comedy YouTube search.
They covered it on your mom's house. They were showing it to people.
Really?
And then you go to his other videos, man.
It's his cock.
This guy has a catalog of showing his bum and all this stuff. And if it's educational, you're allowed to do it.
But what is he educating you on? How many times can you show a butthole?
How to wax.
Yeah, but that's one video.
I mean,
if you need multiple videos, that's,
you can make it a series.
It's getting suspicious. It gets suspicious after a couple of videos.
How to wax your asshole so you get fucked in the sentence.
Yeah. How to wax your asshole if you're getting eaten out. How to wax your ass. Like, come on. That's God fucked. Damn. Yeah. Also, Twitch, I heard they got into a bit of a kerfuffle because they allowed, there was thoughts on there.
The jacuzzi stuff.
Yeah, so they said, you know what? Nudity is allowed now if it's artistic.
Artistic nudity. But,
dude, how do you define artistic?
Sure.
So people took it overboard, and then they had to pull back, like, all right, this isn't working. Mm-hmm. It's just people are sucking dicks on stream. We can't have this. So
they're not on the front page anymore, though. They got taken off the front page. Anyone of that artistic nudity is on a separate...
porn.
Sure. The porn channel of Twitch.
Yeah. Which is nuts. Yeah. But it's for the money.
I don't mind. I don't care if YouTube
I don't care. Oh,
a,
I don't care at
YouTube
all.
YouTube could have a porn site, like a porn...
As long as you have to log in to see it and you have to be 18, it's the same thing. But then again, it's no. A YouTube, I wouldn't like it just because it's so easy access to kids because kids are all on there. It's different. So maybe not YouTube.
I don't like the gay button on Pornhub.
There's a gay button on...
Like, there's a button on the top left or whatever where you have the option to, like, turn the whole site gay, and I don't like that.
So it shows you gay content or it shows you, like, rainbows?
Like, no. Like, the instead of, like, getting straight content, it goes all gay.
No.
Yeah. And I don't like the option just having like a button.
That's a weird thing to just one, but that, like, that's a weird.
It's just, I don't want to see the option.
But you know what that means?
Yeah.
Most consumers, like what they have in common of pornography is not whether they're black, whether they're white, Christian, Muslim. It's that they're gay.
Yeah.
That's number amazing. One. I didn't know that statistic. That and young kids with step brothers who keep getting stuck. Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay? You are gay.
You are gay.
I just don't like getting teased by that button. I'm like, maybe I turn. When I'm fucking a girl, there's no button right there. Like, man ass, just fucking.
You want to see a cock? What? Just let her show you a cock.
Come on. Just one button right here. Pow.
On Pornhub, I've been seeing, like, you know, the hot videos, like what's popular and shit.
Okay.
I've been seeing a lot of tranny porn.
Mm.
Like, basically a woman with a dick. Banging a woman.
Knows what you want, baby.
Mm.
No. It's not mine.
What do you mean? That's the best of both worlds, bro. You get a hot chick, and it's someone that could drive to you.
You know what? There's another kind. I'll tell you another kind of tranny porn. There's a tranny porn. That's not the right word. What is it? Transgender?
Oh, I thought that you were talking about porn. I was about to say pornography.
Yeah, pornography.
Tranny pornography. Oh, yeah. I think trans is just short for transgender.
Yes.
Or trans. Trans is even shorter than tranny. Say trans.
Trans.
Yeah, it's the shortest.
There are now videos which are biological women.
Yes.
With CGI cocks.
What?
Yes. So it's even more of a woman. You know what I mean? Like, it's... So it's like you can look at a woman with a cock... But it's a woman.
Okay, we've reached the end.
Yeah, we can't top this. Now.
We've reached the end. This is the empire is crumbling. The empire is falling.
Yeah.
Our news media is bought and paid for, and they're not even allowed to spew their. They're fighting against themselves for their propaganda. That's how crazy it is. They won't even. They're so stubborn. They can't even propagate their own propaganda. That's happening. We have no money. Inflation's up, interest rates are high, we're CGI cocks on women. That's like where we're spending time. Dude, it's crazy.
That's what I want. I want CERB and CGI cocks.
That's what's coming.
That's all I want.
You're getting that CERB cock. It's crazy when you look at it from like a distance.
Yeah.
This is an embarrassing generation.
I don't mind. I'm okay with it. I don't mind being embarrassing.
Oh, we have no choice. We're part of it. I'm embracing it. I'm embracing this generation because I'm in it. But it's just,
Chinese. Hot, I start baby. Sweating a little bit.
I get it. But it's just crazy.
I'm excited.
It's just crazy where we've come. Like, it's nuts. It's so nuts. Nothing works, and we're just distracting ourselves with penises. We're obsessed with cocks.
We are a very phallic society.
Yeah, we're obsessed with cocks. I think we're obsessed with sex in general.
Yeah.
Right? That's what's happening right now?
It's gone overboard.
It's like a puzzle. Yeah, it's like a puzzle, you said? Oh, no, he said it's like a puzzle. No, but it is a little retarded that we're so obsessed with all we think about is cocks as a society, not me and you. You, it's whenever you're on Pornhub, but... Yeah.
How do you resist, man?
A cock? I mean, I've been doing it my whole life. It's very easy.
I'm not going to lie to the world.
I'm not interested.
I'm going to tell the truth. I've seen gay porn.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big fan.
Well, we both just saw gay porn.
Yeah.
On this podcast.
Look.
We didn't like it. We didn't.
That was actually my favorite.
That was my favorite.
That was my favorite gay porn I've ever seen.
It got a little too political for me.
Can we keep the politics out of porn, please?
Yeah, this was literally all politics, all porn. This was gay porn politics. It was too much. It was too divisive.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I was hearing about Obama getting his dick sucked and stuff like that.
Oh, the dude that blew him?
Yeah.
But a lot of these politicians get sucked by dudes.
I don't mind, man.
Yeah, like, it's not my problem. Yeah. It's not my business.
Yeah.
Like, if you told me, do you want a politician that has old male hookers sucking his dick, but he does a great job?
Yeah.
Or one that doesn't bang and he does a terrible job? I'd get the one that does the good job and gets blown. I don't care.
I don't care.
It's not my business.
I mean, he's getting blown for a reason, right?
For the country.
Yeah.
Well, no, Obama was getting blown for cocaine, according to the guy's testimony.
Yeah, he was in, like, college or some shit, right?
No, he was... I don't know if we're talking about the same guy. It was this guy who came out and said that it was when Obama was just... whatever the fuck, he was a representative or
okay,
whatever.
He was,
and he was traveling somewhere for official business, and he picked this guy. Like, he knew that they were going to meet each other. He picked him up. He blew him in the limo. And then they did drugs, and then he blew him again later.
This is the gayest episode.
It's true.
This is all dudes sucking
dudes'
dick.
Pull up some more gay porn, please.
Yeah. I remember it made the news, but the thing is, I don't know if this guy is legit. Because my issue is, anybody can just come out and say something like that.
Sure.
If you could go out and say, I blew Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, and it would be true.
It's facts. But if you're just saying it with no proof... I understand believe all women, but you can't just believe everything that someone says.
Believe all men, dude.
Believe all men. I believe that too. But you know, you have to. I have to take it with a grain of salt. Like, I feel like it's such... I don't know. I wasn't there, but it feels like bullshit. Do you know what I mean?
His name is Larry.
Larry, yeah.
Larry Sinclair.
He sucked the Larry's cock.
But then again, when Daily Mail and The Guardian, they all come out and they're like, this is false. You're like, is it?
No. It's not because they're saying it's false or it's real that I'm going to think it's false or it's real. I'm just saying, maybe it is, okay? But I can't, put my stamp on it if I don't have some kind of proof.
This
guy just saying, then I could walk into a bank and be like, yeah, I left my suitcase with $1 million here last week. Yeah. Can I have it? Like, you can't just say shit.
Yeah, like, we just got a full video of a guy's ass getting rammed.
Yeah, that I know happened.
Yeah. This guy's like, oh, you suck my dick. Well, show me.
Yeah.
I want to see. I'm getting hard.
It's this guy. Yeah, this toothless guy. Tucker had him and he was laughing at him.
Man. Oh, yeah. I remember.
So he didn't give up cracking the sucking dick.
He says in 99. This was pre-9/11, so it's definitely possible.
So Obama tried the crack in the dick, and he was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll become president. This guy's like, nah, I'm all
Tucker's dead. Face is hilarious there. He's like, what?
What's going on with Tucker Carlson? He's like doing spots and Theo Vaughn's podcast.
He's just having a good time. I like Tucker Carlson.
So he was CNN and then Fox News, and then now...
He got fired from Fox?
Yeah. So where is he now? Is he independent?
He's independent, and now he's also starting his own network.
Yeah.
But it's just for news.
I don't trust Tucker.
I love Tucker. I like him. You know why?
Why?
Because he was willing to get fired to tell the truth.
What do you talk about?
Fox was pissed at him because he'll if it's wrong or whatever, he'll just he's so like let's say at the time where they love Trump or they hated Trump, he didn't care. He was saying what was happening. So these kind of companies, Fox, CNN, they're normally aligned with someone in politics. No matter what happens, like when CNN was super aligned with Fauci and all that shit, if Fauci came out and stabbed a woman, they were not going to talk shit about him.
No, no.
He's the type of guy that would come out.
He was giving her a vaccine.
Exactly. He was just trying to vaccinate her with a knife. Yeah. But he's the type of guy who'd be like, yeah, this guy just murdered abroad. So that's why Fox like, you can't talk shit about all our sponsors. But he's like, sure I can. You told me you want me to say the news. I'm going to say the fucking news. So I love him because he's autistic. He just says shit. So that's the kind of people I appreciate. I rather you, I know you're telling the truth even if we disagree, but sure. I know you're being honest.
At least I think I'm being honest.
Yes, so I prefer, because I can have a conversation with you if I know that you are coming from an honest place. Maybe you're wrong, maybe you got the wrong information, but at least you're being honest.
Sure.
Than someone who's actively lying to me.
That's why I like stupid people, because they're honest, right?
They're honest, yeah, and yeah. You're like, they piss you off, but you're like, at least I know where you stand.
Yeah.
So him, what I like is that he's honest. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we'll disagree on for sure, but because I know that it's coming from a place of, I really believe this, I love that shit. He'll be like, this is what I heard. I'm telling you guys. This is what I found out. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is what's going on. So I love that shit.
My memory of Tucker is all like, I've heard him say too many things about the Middle East where I'm like, you know?
Oh, he gets, yeah, he'll go in. And, what did he say about the Middle East? I'm sure he said something.
I remember back in the day, I used to watch Jon Stewart wreck him. He was on Jon Stewart a bunch of times, just destroyed.
I used to like Jon Stewart, but then I saw him be a bitch a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So, so
in what sense? Like, which videos?
So what I loved about Jon Stewart was he stood up for like the 9/11 first responders. So I was like, okay, this guy's a cool dude.
Yeah, that's one of the best videos ever. That speech he gives in.
It was amazing.
It's not Congress, but the panel.
Yeah, some Senate or whatever the fuck he was doing. Yeah. The hearing. It was a hearing for giving the money or not. Beautiful speech. Then I liked him with the COVID stuff when he came out and was telling Stephen Colbert on his own show.
He fucking called him out.
Yeah, he's like, why are you believing the bullshit? Yeah, why are you pushing this?
He's like, maybe it's the coronavirus facility 2 blocks away.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, okay. Let's change topics. I like this. But then recently he's just... He drank the Kool-Aid of like the whole Trump derangement syndrome. Like literally Trump could come out tomorrow and be like, here's a cure for cancer. And he's the type of guy who'd be like, nah. Like, so I hate these type of idiots. Like just say what's really fucking happening. And no one's talking shit right now about the rights that were taken away from people during COVID. He's one of the guys that's not talking about it. But Tucker is.
Mm.
I prefer Tucker. So now, but I used to prefer Jon Stewart.
What do you think of Trump?
In what sense?
I mean, compared to Biden, let's say.
Compared to Biden, Trump is Jesus Christ compared to Biden.
I would say he's...
But that's a terrible comparison.
Sure. I mean, because you're comparing him to a dead body.
I'm comparing him to a dead fucking body.
An actual.
Who fucking is weird with kids. Poseidon compared to Trump. Poseidon is George Washington compared to Trump. Compared to Biden.
Strongest man in the world compared to Biden.
It's crazy.
Did you know George Washington was like a 6'4" redhead?
Nice.
Yeah, bro.
I saw the Shane Gillis special. Yeah.
Is that where you got it from?
That's where I got it from.
You know how scary that must have been, though?
Yeah.
For real. Like, when you think about
Six
it,
he was retarded.
He was Harrison. He was Harrison Weinrib, but on like steroids. On protein.
Yeah. Insane.
But I like Trump I think he's entertaining. I like that he's not swayed by like lobbyists. But what I don't like are also the same things. In order to be in that position, sometimes you do have to show a bit of grace.
Sure. He's ego maniac.
That's the fucking thing is that, yeah. So it divides people.
Imagine him being humble and having like...
that's what I'd love to see. But that doesn't exist.
Shave his head, lose some weight.
You're talking about the best politics. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. But I do like that he won't back down. And his America first thing, I 100% get it. I think every politician, every president should be that country first.
Sure.
Imagine
You're running for that country.
You're running for imagine Palestine has an elected official and he's like, Palestine second, Israel first. You'd be like,
I don't know about this guy. That's what they want.
No, but it's like, but wouldn't you question that?
That's what Israel wants us to have as a government.
Of course. Bro, that, you saw the Netanyahu stuff that came out years ago when he's like, because people are wondering, like, how is Hamas in charge of Gaza? They go,
yeah, because they were funded.
But that's the thing, aren't these people like upset? Because only innocent people are dying now, and it started from Hamas. And that's like, why would they?
Funded by Israel,
yeah.
And Netanyahu was so excited
that
an aggressive group is in charge. He says, "We want an aggressive group because if it's an aggressive group, they'll attack, and immediately we have a reason to come take over."
Yeah, he even said
plans.
Yeah, he even said if you want to get rid of Palestine, you have to help me fund the Hamas.
Dude, they're talking about Lebanon too. They're not just talking about Palestine anymore. They're talking about the fucking surrounding regions.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys can do it because the country's completely fucked up. I know Tunisia did this. But I have a feeling that Palestine had a problem, like Tunisia. I'm talking about Tunisia just because I learned about it last year when I was there.
I don't know too much about Tunisia.
So Tunisia had, like a lot of the countries over there, they had a problem with, what are we going to call them? Islamists.
Okay.
Extremists.
Extremists. What do you want to call them?
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call them. Okay. The dictator had taken over. All those people, because they were opposing, they were hardcore, he kicked them out, they were exiled.
Can you pull up the dictator?
Yeah, picked up the Tunisian dictator so you see what he looks like. Forget his name. So they were explaining this to me when I was in Tunisia. Because when I went there, I was like, why the fuck are the streets? Dude, what the fuck's going on here? I go, why don't you guys love your country? Like, it's all garbage. I go, what's going on? It's not like a shitty... You're on the Mediterranean.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were explaining to me. They go...
Well, this guy looks like a cartoon
listen
dictator.
To this. Okay. So this guy, I don't know. It's probably this guy. Yeah, 2011. Yeah.
Isn't it El Abidin Ben Ali?
Maybe. So this guy... So let's do this. So he gets rid of them. They get exiled. Okay. He didn't kill them. He should have killed them. But he exiled all these leaders.
Okay.
As soon as remember there was like the Arab Spring and all a lot of... Okay.
Yeah, it started in Egypt.
Yeah, it was good for some places, bad for others. Because what happened is, I guess they took this guy down. The hardcore Islamists came back in. They took over a lot of buildings. And then people started... So basically, in the Middle East, Tunisia was, I think, one of the first places that was kind of becoming more European again in the last like 50 years with rights to women, this and that, and religion was second. They took over. They came back in because he only exiled them. They took control, and then it started to regress. And then
it always happens. It's like always the country fucking happens. Going so well, and then either an Islamist group comes in, or
depends on the country,
or another country comes in.
Exactly.
Like Iraq was doing so well, and then obviously we had a horrible dictator. I'm against Saddam. I know a lot of people are Iraqi, and they were pro Saddam.
You're against Saddam.
I'm against Saddam.
Good. Well, look, I'm for and against. I'm against his behavior.
Yes.
Him and his shitty sons did a lot of shitty things to people. 100%. I hate that stuff.
He was murdering his own people.
Murdering his own Kurds people. His sons were raping chicks at their wedding day before the husband. I know all
killed
that.
Jews.
My buddy's half
Jews.
Iraq, half Syrian, so I know all that shit. Mm-hmm. Killed a lot of people. He was just a piece of garbage. However, this is not to compliment him. It is true what they said, that as soon as they cut him off, there was a power vacuum. And it caused a lot of problems. They didn't think this plan through.
No,
they destabilized the whole region because they don't care.
Dude, they bombed the shit out of us in fucking 3 days.
They don't care. Like, what? It's a desert. What
like
do I
it was
care?
Done in 6 hours. Like the whole shindig. They just come. Everything. Dude.
You bring up a good point. Remind me once we're done with this topic, because of the military, we're going to talk about something interesting. So I found that out about Tunisia. I was like, why is it? And then like, it wasn't like this. It became after because there was like, it was kind of like they were telling people, this is empowerment. And then it kind of regressed. Like, it goes, you wouldn't see chicks with the veil. Oh, this is what I heard. This is what a Tunisian woman told me. She goes, there was a period of time where people, if you were wearing the veil, they'd be like, come on.
Oh, wow.
They'd be like, come on. You don't have to if you don't want to. And then now it's the opposite. She goes, people are like, what the fuck? So she was explaining this to me, and I was like, that's fucking interesting. So same thing with a lot of these countries. That's what happens is they get fucked over. Same thing in Egypt. Dude, Egypt should be a fucking modern country. And they're killing the Coptics. It's the Muslim Brotherhood. I think they're very hardcore. There's some fucking hardcore people there.
Sure.
In Egypt.
I mean, Egypt is militarily, it's a gigantic force as well. Like when
they don't play games. Yeah, yeah.
When the Arab Spring was happening and the Egyptian army was fucking, you know, dealing with the people, it was a huge news story. That was worldwide.
It was insane, bro. It was a giant military versus dudes in street, people in the street.
Yeah.
So all this to say, Poseidon, the smart powers, they use this, they use fanaticism to their advantage. So they go, depending on the country, can we recruit them as assassins? Can we do this? Israel, what they're doing, what Netanyahu wanted to do, was like, okay, so these people, I know they're going to, if I put them in power, I know they're going to fucking hit us. We're going to lose them.
Perfect.
But then the world is going to see these that they're a bunch of fucking savages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to have an excuse to go in. When this stuff comes out, and it did, you hear him saying it, it's in that whole, the international community should step in and be like, all right, listen. Clearly, you two hate each other to the point where you're each willing. Hamas is willing to sacrifice children right now for their cause. You're willing to sacrifice children for your cause to kill them. We have to step in, set up like a forced a border, because clearly you guys, you're not a, it's not like Canada. It's not like two countries that you're like, maybe we'll find a common ground. You guys hate each other to the point where you're willing to sacrifice each other. The leaders hate each other enough where you're willing to sacrifice your own kids to have an excuse to kill the others. Clearly, we're not going to settle this by letting you guys kill each other, especially when one has insane military force.
That's the thing.
If we're being honest.
I mean, even Obama said this in his book. He said, the problem with this conflict is one side is extremely strong and one side is extremely weak. And how do you reconcile that? How do you tell people who are funding this to support the weak side? It's like, they don't have money. Why?
But even if you support the weak side. Even if you support the weak side, I don't want them to be at war. I don't like this at all because the only people that I see dying, I don't see soldiers.
No, it's all kids.
I literally see Jewish kids, Palestinian kids, Palestinian children running with their hands up, Jewish old ladies. It's all young people dying or old people. So like, I don't give a fuck if they're Jewish or they're Palestinian. I don't want any of these people to get murdered. This is crazy. Why would I agree to You know, what I would agree, if the world gets together and says, look, this is, you guys hate each other, to the leadership hates it to the point where if you're willing to, dude, if I'm willing to sacrifice my own kid to have an excuse to kill you, clearly someone has to step in.
Yeah, that's...
There's no... Because what the Hamas did when their leader... I didn't know that their leaders 2 weeks before the attacks happened, they moved their families from Gaza that were still there to wherever they are now, Qatar or whatever.
Sure.
Preemptively, because like they're going to bomb the shit. Okay, but what about all the other Palestinian families? And then Netanyahu, who knew that this was going to happen, how the fuck did he keep his mouth shut? He's like, oh, whoever dies, dies. Whatever Jews died... Bro, what the fuck? Clearly, you guys, someone has to step in. This is fucking crazy.
Isn't it strange that he knew what was going to happen?
But that's what that means.
Isn't that a weird conspiracy?
It's not a conspiracy. They knew they had the intelligence from before. Now the question is, they go, we didn't think they were actually going to do it.
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
Okay.
Look, the guy, Netanyahu, is a dictator. His people protest against him.
Mm-hmm.
For months...
There was about to be a civil war.
Yeah, but for months before this is happening... The extreme Orthodox, if I'm not mistaken, are the ones who hate him.
Yeah.
And they were getting beaten in the street for protesting against him.
Sometimes you got to beat these guys, bro, with their funny hats.
Yeah. Beating your own people. Yeah. And then now, thank goodness for him, they're in wartime. Wartime, I call it.
Yeah, because they're getting attacked. So now he's a hero.
I don't know if it's all attacked, dude. Man, I feel like they're doing the attacking.
I have an idea.
I wish it was...
It's been over a month, and it's just been nonstop.
The more I look into it, because in the beginning, I'm like, oh, this is going to be an easy one. Just this, the more I look into it, the more I see how complex it is and how so much shit is tied into it. And that's why I've come to the realization, unless the major countries legit step in and go, this stops right fucking now and we're going to decide borders, there's no way they're going to either...
So
one
much
is
money right now.
One is not going to exist.
They're making so much money.
I know, but dude, people are dying.
Of course.
And people that are dying are not military people.
No.
It's just... It's not even IDF soldiers. It's not Hamas fighters. It's literally who's ever around the neighborhood at that time.
Dude,
it's fucking crazy.
My mom makes posts of like just trying to share what's going on.
Yeah.
Her account got flagged like just for sharing content of like blah, blah, blah. People are getting killed. Stop it. They're like, you're inciting violence. She's like, I'm an old lady sharing about my people dying, you know?
It's true. It's everything that's... It's
sorry,
so,
Mom, you're not old.
You're a lovely lady. You're a lovely lady. But it's so messed up because I wished it was an easy... But same thing with the Ukraine, dude. The more I looked into it, I was like, fuck, this is more complicated than I thought.
Sure. Even that one. There's a movie by Oliver Stone called something...
Something Fire. Fire shit.
He was talking about... Rogan brought it up about how it's a long conflict that's... Because it used to be part of the Soviet Union... And then they split. But then there's always these...
Well, look, I will say something. I don't agree with it has to be part of Russia. That's insane because anybody should be allowed, if the people want, to be independent. They have their own language, they have their own culture, to be independent. I don't think it should be part of Russia. What I don't like is that we keep avoiding the fact that we, NATO, the West, have provoked Russia on purpose to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all about natural gas, oil with Europe. That's what it's about.
Sure.
That's why when they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, now we knew that we did it, NATO forces, US, and all that. We don't talk about it anymore. That's fucking crazy.
What is that? What is?
So the Nord Stream, so basically they had a pipeline that Russia was supplying Europe.
Okay.
Natural gas and all. Remember Gazprom?
Yeah.
Huge money, huge deals.
Mm-hmm.
The US is like, no. We should be supplying Europe.
They blew up the pipeline?
The Nord Stream pipeline. You remember that? And they said the Ukraine was trying to blame the Russians.
I remember.
Why were the Russians?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And now it came out that it was the U.S. It was special forces. And
is this reported?
You see, but you see it. You have to go look. You see it once, twice. And then you're like, all right.
All right, we'll move on. Yeah.
I've been seeing that a lot in the news now. A lot of stuff comes out that's like, this is damning. And it's just... swept under the rug.
Wow.
I have an idea.
The NASA thing got swept under the rug. You have to see it in TikTok.
Oh, I saw.
The Google AI thing that I showed you. This is amazing. Bring it up for Heidi. Heidi's going to love this shit.
Show me.
So they're showing Putin. Google AI. It was like the AI summit. When was this, by the way? There's no way this was recent.
Dude, I don't know why I remembered this the other day, but I did an interview for a newspaper and they asked me, they're like, who are your favorite comedians growing up?
I hope you said Vladimir Putin.
Dude, I said Louis C.K., which is the worst answer, and Shane Gillis.
Yes!
Which is like, it's true, I love these people.
Yeah.
But it's like, I should have said fucking two gay people or something.
No.
Are you boys ready?
Show me.
And I have an idea after this for the wars.
Oh.
So they're showing him, the AI detects fake photos or whatever. So they're showing him the photo of the moon landing. And he's like, what? He's like, yeah, it says it's fake. He's like, he believes this one is fake? He's like, yeah, look at all the red. It's all fake. And he's like, interesting. He doesn't know what to say. He's just shocked.
This guy's entertained.
No, that guy's nervous. He's like, it looks fake. Because apparently Google got nervous because they didn't know that that's the picture he was going to ask to see. Because they go, this can detect if the photo is doctored, if it's a doctored photo. So he's like, bring up a photo. So he's like, bring up the moon landing one, just because he's like, it's going to show us that it's not. And then they're like, this is fake, this is fake. And apparently, I can't find it anymore. If you go Google it, man. NASA replied.
This is such a high-level conspiracy.
NASA replied.
Really?
Yeah, NASA replied, basically saying it's fake. NASA, yeah, because we didn't have footage, so we had to die. It's like, wait, you told us for 50 years the opposite.
I mean, there is definitely a lot of doctored footage. Do you know the doctored nuclear footage?
I believe that they must have, but explain
this. Have you seen this one?
No.
Pull up fake nuclear blast footage. Or nuclear blast footage America during, I guess, World War II.
To scare people?
It was to scare people. Yeah, to scare
same thing
opposing
with the moon
forces.
Landing.
It's also where the carrot rumor came from.
Oh, I heard about that.
The carrots give good eyesight. That was a rumor started by the army.
Why? They wanted us to eat more carrots?
I think they had just developed night vision, and they were trying to trick the Russians into thinking that we're just eating a bunch of carrots.
We're hilarious, bro. What a humanity.
Go to videos. I think, yeah, it's the house blast video. Click that one down. Down, down, down.
There?
No, below. Next video. Down, down, down. There we go.
Yeah.
House blast.
Down, down, down.
Oh, sorry.
It was literally right under. It says house blast.
Oh,
video.
Fuck. Sorry. Man, I'm fucking.
So look at this. Isn't it meant to be a nuclear explosion? Click play right there.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this video.
So look at this. Boom. Okay.
That was a fake house?
No. Look at that. Watch it again and think. The camera.
Oh, yeah. How's the camera just... But there's a lot. Same thing with the moon when they're coming out and the camera's already stationed
there.
There's a lot of little stuff that they did at the time that we weren't thinking. But the moon, I've been saying for a long time that there's a lot about it that the footage seems fake. The footage fucking seems fake. And
sure.
You're a fucking conspiracy.
Well, they say, oh, we went, but we made this fake ass footage because
we
couldn't record up there.
That's what I said. I said, I bet you if they went, they couldn't get the footage back or what,
sure.
You know, the technology at the time,
bro,
or whatever.
How are they bringing up fucking big ass cameras? This is the old days.
Yeah, it doesn't make any fucking
sense. Are they bringing a fucking tripod and a...
And they were live streaming it.
Guy has it on his shoulder.
They were live streaming it from
this,
the fucking moon.
This is the 50s.
Yeah, I said the same fucking thing and everyone's like, yeah, fucking...
50s?
And is now, it 50s? Yeah, it was 62 or some shit.
Okay.
So, 69. Maybe 69.
Hey,
but the point is, it's fucking... There's so many questions about it, but if you would question it, you'd call you a conspiracy theorist. And,
sure.
And then now that Google AI itself is like, yeah, this is some fake ass shit. People are like,
That's fucking crazy.
But you have to use your fucking brain, man, a lot of this stuff.
I love that Putin's standing there like, no way. Even him, no way.
You know why he was probably looked pissed off like that? Because you know that turned a lot of stuff. That changed the momentum of the Cold War because they did it for psychological reasons to tell the Russians, you don't need to
go to the fucking moon.
We're there first, don't fuck with us. And then it changed everything. They got nervous. They're like, oh my God, they are better than us. And it was all fake.
It was all fugazi.
It was all fugazi. That's why you need good filmmakers.
God damn.
That's why you need the Jews.
Gosh,
you need Hollywood, baby boy.
Were the Greeks a big part of stopping Montreal from separating or Quebec from separating back in the day?
Yeah. How'd you know?
I was just talking to my brother about this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to do a
podcast. Yeah, they got really mad at us.
He was like, oh, ask him about the Greeks and their impact on the separation.
Huge impact. It was because of us that it didn't separate. The percentage was so minute. It was our efforts that they didn't separate.
Why did the Greeks feel this way? What was the was the sentiment?
The sentiment was the Greeks view like where they came. So the Greeks are very, they don't, so they assimilate and they don't assimilate. So the Greeks assimilate in the sense that they protect wherever they've immigrated the Greeks, they don't try to change it to turn it into more Greek.
Okay.
They try to protect their heritage, but they try to respect that country because they go, yo, they let us in. They're very like that. So a lot of them felt like, because Canada is where they came, they didn't understand the separation of like the two cultures. They just thought it was kind of like an insurrection. They're like, whoa, we're in Canada. This is crazy. And then they were also being told by the federal government that if this separates, you have no more right. So all the immigrants got scared, and the Greeks, since they were organized.
They didn't speak French as well.
Yeah, exactly. So the Greeks, since they were organized, like, what the fuck? We came here, we immigrated, we worked so hard. We're not going to become second class or third class citizens. So it was fear-based, and it was also, they didn't like the fact that they came to a country, and now they're like going to separate it. We saw what civil war does. So they were scared of the extremes.
What was the, there was a civil war
in Greece? Yeah, right after World War II. It was terrible.
Okay. Who were the two parties in charge?
It was the communists.
Okay.
And I get the loyalists to the king at the time, which was the democratic, if you're going to go communist on the other side. And it was so bad. We did just as bad, if not worse, than what the Germans had done to us. And this is brother against brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was very bad.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And they also, the war started after they tricked the communists. This was a funny move that they did to communists, though. Because they're like, yo, communism is dangerous. You can't trust these fucking commies. So what they did is, since the communists were also armed and it was like a political party in Greece, they first told them, like, all right, just come to Athens, come to City Hall, drop your weapons, you know, so you're unarmed, and then we'll let you back in society. And so they went there, a lot of communists, they dropped their weapons, and then they're like, ah, gotcha, y'all going to jail.
That's such a Greek move. That's such a...
He's a fucking souvlaki for your troubles.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's nuts.
There's still a communist party in Greece, which baffles me.
Sure. I mean, everyone has a...
Everyone has in Europe.
Some one guy.
They're not super weak. They they're not super weak. Like, now they're weaker than they used to be. But it's just... The fact that even in Greece, the birthplace of democracy, and they have their neighbors around to see what real socialism and communism does to a country. It starts, you know what it is, if people can understand. So it starts off with all these promises, and then you're all fucked because nobody wants to work. Just think about a rich, rich kid that is not taught any morals or any skills. Fed in the beginning, the money's amazing. Well, I get to buy this, I get to buy that. Look at these children, where they end up when they're 20.
Mm.
I know kids like that. They're bigger junkies than actual junkies that I see that grew up with nothing in the fucking streets.
When they have too much.
Because if they're not taught how to use... So that's the problem, is like, there's no responsibility almost. The only way society works is you're responsible for yourself and for everything around you, and you have to work to get something. If I'm just giving you, if I'm like, how do you don't have to work? To give you free fucking money, you stop caring.
Oh my God.
You stop fucking caring, and you don't have the drive anymore. And the fact that there's no personal, in communism, there's no personal private property, there's no personal anything. Everything you do is for the state.
Okay.
Everything you do is for the state. So it's not your invention. You invent something, your stand-a-bit, it's not yours. It's our stand-a-bit.
My uncle, he actually developed the Arabic keyboard.
That's complicated.
But it was in Iraq. So
Saddam invented it, you mean?
So Saddam invented it.
What happens?
The Baathists took it, and it's on fucking MacBooks and everything now.
That's what happened to the guy who invented Tetris.
Really?
The Russian. You ever seen that documentary?
No.
Yeah,
he invented Tetris in Russia.
Russia took it?
Well, it's in Russia. You didn't invent shit. It's God. Russia's.
Tetris. That's a huge one.
Yeah. And they tricked us. They've been doing... This is the Russians, though, as much as I want peace with people, they did fuck us hard. Mm. The communists have been working against the Western world since before the end of the Cold War, about infiltrating universities and changing. It was supposed to be generational.
Okay.
They play the long game, and now they're winning because our actual...
You see American communists, these idiots.
But that's what I'm saying. Our actual young students who are supposed to be smart and educated, they're just spewing nonsense.
How are they communists when they can't even defend communist talking points? I don't understand.
They're fucking idiots. They're dumb, but they don't know they're dumb. That's what I noticed too in a lot of their arguments. When I see it online, I'm like, dude, oh, okay, this guy doesn't know he's dumb.
The flag is a hammer and sickle. These people have never picked up a hammer.
Never. They don't know.
Once,
the only guy getting hammered is these staffers. They're the only guys getting hammered.
Yeah, and their wives.
Yeah. These cucks. But it's crazy what's happening with them, how they got the... But that's why there's so many wars. Mm-hmm. It's because you have so many idiots in each country. We have time to fight with the morons in our country while the government does all this shit around the world.
It's always how it is. They make us fight amongst each other, and then they fucking blindside us.
But this isn't good long term. This is going to fuck everyone over. If the next generation is dumber than the current one, we're going to start regressing, going backwards.
Did you ever dive into Greek philosophy?
Yeah, of course.
Which would you read, or which guys were you most into?
So I have a book on the Stoics of ancient Greece.
Very nice.
And I wasn't big on Stoicism before.
Okay.
But recently I've been getting more and more into it because I'm like, okay, they understood.
Yeah.
They understood.
They're chill, dude. They were fucking really relaxed people.
I think it was...
I don't know if relaxed is the right word.
I don't know if it was Socrates or if it was...
Seneca? Socrates, Marcus Aurelius.
What's the name with the A? Anyways.
Aristotle.
Not Aristotle. No. One that's lesser known. But I think it might have been Socrates who said... So he was walking the street and people were like, you fucking... They were just making fun of him, spitting on him. One guy punched him in the fucking face.
Oof.
So the guy asked him, he goes, hold on a second, bro. What are you doing? You're letting this fucking guy He's calling you stupid when you're clearly right, and he punches you and spits you in the face, and you're going to let him get away. You're not going to fight back. And he looked at him and he goes, if a donkey kicks you, you're going to fight back?
Mm-hmm.
It's a donkey. And that stays with me. Like, just, we're not, you're not equals. Yes, you're mad at me. You're yelling at me. It's because you don't understand. I'm not going to fight you. I'm going to treat you just like I would a donkey. It's like, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's a fucking donkey. So stuff like that, I'm like, oh, fuck, that takes balls. Because most people, you'd react right away. Someone's, bah, bah. You're like, what am I going to?
It's a fucking. He keeps himself up here.
Yeah, he's like, he's a donkey, bro. I'm going to fight with this donkey. And little things like that, I'm like, okay, that, if you can get to that level of not caring, that's almost like not replying to comments.
He probably looked like such a loser when that happened, though. Fucking punched in the face. He's on the floor. He's like, I don't talk to donkeys. Like, yo, this fucking bitch.
Yeah. You're a donkey.
Oh, man.
Fucking Igor.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I had a dumb moment like that. It was on Halloween, and I was dressed up as Akuma from Street Fighter. So I had that anal beads around my neck and everything. You know, that fucking stuff.
I'm like, where this is going.
And we were outside this club near Saint Laurent. And this Mexican guy walks by with his boys. And they call my friend a bitch. They bump into him and they're like, what the fuck? They're like, bitch. And he's
just
like,
randomly.
Randomly, very aggressive.
Question, is your friend a bitch?
A bit of a bitch.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
so these Mexicans were on point.
They were correct. Okay.
The vatos knew what they were talking about.
Yeah, they're like, you fucking bitch. And he's like, my friend's just tall and skinny. He's like, oh.
I don't even know you.
And I was like, well, hey man, why are you calling him a bitch? Like, he's not a bitch. And they're like, you know what? You're a bitch. And I was like, what are you talking about, man? And I did this on his face.
You touched him.
Like, I did the little pat-pat on his cheek. I was like, what are you talking about, man? Dude, this guy grabbed me by my anal beads.
He grabbed me by my anal beads.
Bah!
He headbutted you?
Headbutted me in my nose.
Oh, I hate the headbutt.
Rushing
obviously,
down.
Obviously, yeah.
And immediately I'm like, oh, let's talk about this.
Like, how many were they?
Three or four.
And your friend can't fight?
My friend can't fight. But
you made the right decision. They would have raped you.
We were like four people. Oh. And we were outside a club. And there were cops nearby. So I was like, guys, like, why are you hitting me? Let's talk about this.
Oh, you should have taken this fucking swing. But then it's too late. You're also not thinking.
And there's cops and I'm bleeding.
And you're Arab.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't have worked in your favor.
I was like, these fucking assholes.
Hey, it's not.
I was like, I don't talk to donkeys.
Donkey headbutted me. Fucking goat. Yeah, it is. It sucks that people, I hate people like that.
Aggressive, man.
Yeah, for no reason. Doesn't even know you.
I don't know why.
I've bumped into people and go, my bad, or whatever. Like, who gives a fuck, bro? I'm going to start scrapping it on St. Catherine now every time somebody bumps into me. I'm going to bump into you.
Do you ever fucking hit someone, like, aggressively? Like, you did the first hit when you were younger?
I don't know if I ever did the first hit, but I was we were very aggressive when we were kids.
Oh, really? A lot of fights?
A lot of fights, wow. Yeah, a lot of fights, sadly.
I punched a kid in the face one time.
Oh, no, it was commonplace.
Yeah. One of my friends at the time, he used to, like, I think around 13, I was getting bullied a little bit because I was a late growth spurt kid.
So you were tiny?
Yeah, and I was a year younger in my grade as well. So I'm this tiny kid. And one of my good friends would always tease me. But one day it just got too far. And I had started boxing. And I was like, I'm not taking it anymore. And I walked into the cafeteria. And he's like, hey, little guy, what's going on? And immediately I was like, ah!
In the face?
In the face.
Did you get him good?
I got him good, dude. And from that day on, never made fun of me again.
Good.
And he always shook my hand.
Oh, there we go. He's
we're like 12 years old. We're like, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you.
Hello, sir. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Super awkward. But
good.
Nice guy to respect me after that. Like, stopped bullying.
Yeah, he kind of realized, like, okay, maybe I overdid.
Yeah, he was like, maybe I went one step too far.
Yeah, in his shoes, I wish I could punch me. Because sometimes you think that. You're like, what would I do in that situation?
Yeah,
a lot of people just shut the fuck up because they're small.
Yeah.
I was always bigger. So that wasn't so much of a fear. But me and my friends were relentless. We tease each other. Like, we're Park X, we're very funny. So it's just crazy harassment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't stand today, but it was the best. And we'd bully each other, bully everyone.
Did you bully people for specific reasons? Was it like, was it the small guy or was it the dumb guy?
Everyone.
Okay.
Everyone would get everyone it. I would. It. Everyone. No one was immune to it. It didn't matter, big, small. The only thing is, if someone was small, you wouldn't physically, like, you wouldn't beat up. You,
sure, it's
everyone
not
else,
fair.
Everyone else would be like, okay, bro, it's a little dude. Yeah, then fuck off. Yeah. But everything else was fair game.
Sure.
Destroy people. And I was always quick, too, so I had good comebacks.
Okay.
Yeah. But they all did. That's the thing. All my friends were... They're very, very... All the Park Xers...
Witty guys.
Super witty. They're the funniest people I know.
Wow.
So funny.
Did you get that? Just teasing each other back and forth. That's why kids nowadays... They're not going to be comics soon, man.
No, yeah. They don't know what it's like.
They don't make fun of each other.
I keep telling people the worst... Forget any YouTube comment, forget anything. The worst insults that I've ever eaten, mm-hmm. by far, nuclear insults, were from people that were supposed to love me. Yeah. It was all my friends. Like, terrible things.
Yeah, that hurts the most, dude.
It hurts, family, but also friends. I'm like, it's so fucking funny. It's so good.
My own mother has called me unfuckable.
Yeah, but that was just an observation.
I hope so. She said unfuckable. She said those words.
She's like, believe me, I've tried. No.
Stepson, I'm stuck.
Yeah. So there's nothing that can...
She's like, I've been stuck in the dryer for 3 days. This guy, nothing. Because he's a pussy. He's a Democrat. So stupid.
I have an idea for all these wars, by the way. You guys want to hear it?
Sure. Tell me.
Okay. So I say we take a giant landmass and build this fake city.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And let's say one country wants to do war with another country. They all have to ship their soldiers there. Now, depending on what they have available, they can fly there, walk there, drive there, whatever they have to their disposition. Okay?
To their disposition.
No, to what was
their
the word?
Disposal.
Their disposal.
He was excited about using that word, right?
No.
He used it wrong.
No, how did I say disposal?
Whatever they have to their disposition.
To their disposal.
However, unlikely objection.
It might work in that sentence, depending how it goes.
So basically, they all go there, and they agree. They have all-out war until one either surrenders or, you know, no surrender until one dies. Then there has to be spoils of war. But because so many people profit off of war... Let's say, I don't know, let's say, let's use an example here that's not with what's happening nowadays. Let's say Russia-Ukraine, right?
Okay.
The Russians, the Ukrainians, they battle it out on this battleground. The Russians win. Let's say they want, I don't know, half of Ukraine, let's say. The people that want to stay and stay Russian can stay there, but the people that want to stay Ukrainian have to be moved. But the victor has to pay for all of the moving people around. Innocents cannot be harmed. You know what?
All right,
politics by Poseidon.
What are stupid things that will never happen?
I understand it's never
for $100.
I understand that it's never gonna happen.
Dude,
but
you're more likely to get fucked in the ass in Congress.
Yeah, yeah. Than this. Yeah. You can literally go to Parliament right now, and Trudeau's more likely to spit on his dick and give it to you. The Russia thing, dude. Russia's been winning, and they've been telling us that they're losing their casualties.
Ukraine.
Yeah, dude, Ukraine—they're picking up people off the street because they don't have enough soldiers.
I've been keeping track of a different war lately.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. I've been
keeping track of Ukraine lately.
I think Russia got everything they wanted.
I don't even know what they wanted.
They want NATO to stop fucking with them.
And there was also a nuclear masses, facility.
Yeah,
there.
They took everything they wanted. Like, what the hell are we doing? This is crazy. We better negotiate peace talks. I don't want to get nuked. Just because Biden's confused.
Do you think, did I send you the dictators if they were women? Did I send you that clip?
I think so, yeah. It was you who sent it. Yeah. It's fucking funny, though.
Dude, they're so hot. Putin as a lady is the hottest fucking
dude,
lady.
Russian chicks are hot.
They are, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. To the camera, I'm sorry, honey.
They are. I mean, there's beautiful. Hot chicks everywhere.
Who is the most beautiful, objectively? Not like personal. You can go personal if you want, but objectively.
But here's the problem with objective beauty. Beauty subjective.
That's racist, right? Yeah, if it's objective, that's kind of racist.
Yeah, yeah, because there are objectively ugly. That I will agree
sure,
with.
Sure, yeah.
Disfigured, hideous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's objectively disgusting. But the most beautiful is too subjective because you might be a big eye person. You want bright eyes.
Mm.
And the next guy wants dark eyes. So even if you're like, this is the most beautiful girl in the world, the guy's like, her eyes are too bright.
Sure.
Or her eyes are too dark. So little things can change it. But there's beauty everywhere. Is there any country, I'm trying to think, that just women are usually meh?
One of the Northern European countries, like Sweden, I think, or some
no,
shit.
No, they're hot. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, Darren Henwood has this
Yeah,
bit.
That's what, it, yeah, they're all hot. That's what
I think maybe Indonesia or Thailand, this maybe Darren they have Henwood some ugly bit. Women.
He talks about one place with all the beautiful people, and he's like, yeah, the Vikings stole the beautiful ones and left all the unfuckables. That's his bit, right? The Scottish,
I think I will say about. that the UK, that UK area, has yes. some of the uglier women. And we're not talking about immigrants, we're talking about the actual English people,
yeah,
and all that, they know it themselves. I think they joke about it. Not very attractive, men and women.
Sure, yeah, English
it's rare to get a hot one.
Yeah.
So that I agree that objectively, some of the uglier ones are like them, and maybe like Thailand or something, like
India.
You know? India has fucking beautiful hotties, bro.
People. Lately,
no, they've always had hot
India
men and women.
Such a spread. Of
it's
like,
just that there are a billion people, so you're gonna see a lot of ugly monsters because there's a billion of them. Yeah, but India has some hotties.
By the way, I love Indian women. Thank you for following me. All my followers right now are Indian women.
Hotties?
A lot of them.
There you go.
A lot of beautiful women.
There you go.
For some reason, they fell in love with my clip and they're just all texting me.
Yeah.
Showing me titties. Stop it.
Damn.
But stop it.
Yeah, dude, you're Indian famous. I love it. That's the best kind of famous.
Some people are like, when are you coming to India? I'm like, I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
When a million of you follow me?
Yeah. give me like 14 billion Indians. I'm coming. Yeah. Give me 14 million and I'm in.
So many of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of Indians. No, Indians, they have a lot of hotties, Poseidon. The Russians have hotties. Ukraine has hotties.
I've been told by a lot of Indians, come perform. Don't you dare do material about Muslims here.
Like in India?
They say, we like, please come perform. Please come. We love your materials. Perfect for
hold on,
us.
Hold on.
But don't you dare mention anything about religion.
Like, don't make fun of Muslims or don't tell us to become Muslim.
No. Don't make fun of Islam. Don't bring up religion.
Like, oh, any religion.
Don't make jokes about turbans or religion.
Oh, okay. That's fair if it's all religions. But if they go, just don't talk shit about Muslims, I would only talk shit about Muslims if you told me that.
I think they would laugh at the other religions you make fun of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's how it is.
Like, you can't make fun of, even though we're Hindu, it's like, yeah, you can make fun of Muslims. No, I would make fun of all of them.
Yeah. But I was told repeatedly, like, everything would work great, but if you say that shit, they're coming for you, man.
That's God the fucked damn. Up thing.
Yeah.
That's when...
they love you until they want to kill you.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. I go, then you know your religion is... Like, you know you're not following your religion or your religion doesn't make any sense if a joke about it is going to set you off.
Sure.
If you're on the side of God...
I'm on the side of comedy.
Yeah.
I'm on the side of...
No, but I'm saying if you're like, what I believe is the only truth, this is the truest fucking thing, then if it's the truest fucking thing, we're talking about universes, dimensions... God is not going to give a shit about a joke about a veil or about Jesus or
what
about
if he
whatever.
Does, man? What if God's like...
Impossible.
Man, what if God watches Friends?
He's not my God. You're talking about Satan. You're talking about Satan, Mike. You're talking about the devil himself. That's not my God.
God's favorite show is Big Bang Theory. He's like, I fucking made this shit.
Dude. Yeah. Dude. Have you ever gone down... This is a fucked up thing on YouTube. If you search one video, you... Have you gone on the rabbit hole of like religious YouTube talking about who's part of like the cult and who sold their souls?
Dude,
it is amazing.
I've gotten down those pastors.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of
guys,
them.
Those evil guys. You know, the ones who look like the devil and they point at people. Like,
I don't like that. It makes me uncomfortable.
It's scary.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff.
Show me who you're talking about with these guys.
Oh, so I'll show you. Bring Poseidon, just type in, they sold their souls for rock and roll. This is so good, bro. It's a documentary. So much fun. I shouldn't be calling it fun. They're going to get mad at me.
Isn't it great that Sam Kinison was a preacher and then he made his way into comedy?
Well, we're all preachers.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what video I watched yesterday? Have you seen
Stop getting distracted.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis there's my boy.
Stick to politics, buddy.
Elvis Presley's face melting.
No, I haven't.
I'll click on that. This is such a, I guess, flagged. But this is such a, like, this is like not even the right channel. This is like a second channel that re-uploaded it.
So then he came back. When he came back, me and Willie Brown.
No, but click on, like, rewind it beside and go from like the middle, yeah. Or just bring up ads, whatever you like, bro, whatever you prefer.
I don't decide the ads.
So this stuff is very, very cool, bro.
Okay.
Like very entertaining. Because you have all these singers. It's mostly singers that keep saying shit in interviews or worse saying. They're like, yeah, man, like it wasn't working for me. So I started praying to some fucking dark entities and I made some fire and then I did it. Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, they say it. So you're like, God damn it. Like,
It worked.
But that's the thing. It's like, you want to be like, these guys are crazy. Whoa. But they all talk about it. Yeah, that was the...
Hey.
Nice.
Just Timberlake's thing.
He's like, Timberlake's pez, dude.
He's like, that's my...
Apparently
that's my.
He has a small dick, huh?
All right, put that. So yeah, you want to put the volume on so they so I could hear it?
She knows that if she shows homosexual activity over and over and over again...
Homosexual activity. Audiences will be eroded. So go back to the beginning a bit. I like the rock and roll stuff more than the pop stuff.
Oh, we can stay here. We can stay here.
No, no, no. Rewind. Skip ahead. That's just like a sketch that they did, which they shouldn't do sketch. Because it makes it seem even dumber. For real. There's some stuff you don't need a sketch. Skip ahead a bit, Poseidon. Like, you could see that this is not something
you should
be. I'm
ready for all 40 minutes. Let's do this.
Oh, this is nothing. I think it's like 10 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just like different parts.
Wow.
I first, hours. You know, when I first saw these videos, I used to work at EA.
Okay.
And in the day, bro, I'm doing all this work on spreadsheets and shit. You have my headphones on. It was when YouTube was like in the early 2010s, 2011, whatever the fuck it was. That's when I fell into this because I love rock and roll. And I was like always listening. I was like, oh, this is an amazing documentary. But obviously, I didn't take it the way they wanted me to take it. But yeah, press play, button.
Seated. Lovers of pleasure. Rather than lovers of God.
That's true. We are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
Dude, I want to see that guy get rammed in the ass again. See.
Skip ahead. Just to, it's just when you... So this guy.
60 Minutes this, 2020 would not dare show you.
You know what he reminds me of? History of rock and if Hulk Hogan didn't go into wrestling of rock music, and he went into preaching.
With it,
the way he talks.
Sold their souls for rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
This is so much fun.
This whole... satanic influence it's believed to be behind rock and roll music. Do you think that's true?
Hell no, bro.
You know, think that, you
skip
know,
a episode after these guys? Because I don't care what people say. I yeah, so...
The true meaning of rock and roll. And states, hey, hey, my, rock and roll will never die. There's more to the picture than meets the eye. That's what this rockumentary is about. It's about those parts of the picture that don't meet the eye at first glance. But once they're brought into focus, you start to see the whole picture.
It's so much fun.
So you start to see it's very dark, grim picture.
As grim picture.
Sing, rock and roll is out of the blue and into the black. We're about to see about just how black it's actually gotten. Even as Satan deceived the first humans to do their own thing and lied to them, telling them that they could become gods, Satan is using MTV to condition the youth of the world.
Man, these guys are intense.
Dude, Satan is controlling MTV.
MTV?
Even as this
I think it's bankrupt.
Advertisement demonstrates, MTV is Satan's vehicle to reach the masses around the world. Wow. Bob Pittman, the founder and former
that is cool, though.
That is pretty dope. That's a nice commercial. I like that a lot.
Emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, make them forget their logic, you've got them.
That's true.
MTV founder Bob Pittman also boasted, quote, at MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds, we own them.
What? That's a very creepy thing to say, but
yeah,
I get
yeah.
it.
Is using the subversive
power of music. Okay, skip ahead because the gay stuff, I don't care.
In America, they shoot the 14-year-olds.
Yeah. Madonna sends from it's either your kid's going to get shot up in school or he's going to suck another kid's dick. Convictions,
disgust, they just keep, they're really into that making out scene.
Oh, yeah.
They keep showing that.
And where are seemingly innocent look. Pop stars ultimately...
Page 666!
Oh.
So, they, yeah, they...
see Britney Spears wearing the number of the Antichrist, 666, on her shirt.
Is that great videos?
God's word, the Bible, states that one day...
I want to watch this.
It's amazing. Can you imagine so much fun.
Committing yourself to making right hours and hours
of dope-ass content? Yeah.
That is just around the corner. At that time, humanity will be the sexual perversion we're seeing portrayed on MTV stage before their millions of...
I mean, I'll give the preacher that. It is perverse, and this was being shown to kids. I will give him that.
That has embraced homosexuality as a lifestyle was later destroyed. Egypt, back in this classic, The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire...
I know we've talked about this before.
...that just and brimstone as men turned to Mexics, quote... That is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against the natural way to have sex and instead indulged in sex with each other.
Yo, the Romans, man. Shout out, Romans.
Shout out to the Romans. They're into some dope stuff.
Fucking Italians got some weak sex game.
Sadly, here before the millions of impressionable Aguilera. Thank God many people are learning before it's too late, before they end up...
AIDS? What? AIDS, bro!
This took a turn?
Pull up AIDS.
I lived mostly an asexual lifestyle through high school.
Oh my God!
Whoa. Oh, he got it on his face!
Yo! Whoa.
He's an AIDS victim!
What happened?
Bro, that ain't AIDS.
He was a victim of AIDS!
But I figured,
what the fuck?
That's an Aidian.
That's just a passing routine.
Straight guys beat him up behind a nightclub.
God, poor guy, man.
That is horrible. Fine, skip ahead. I don't want to see his mutants. Skip ahead. Skip ahead.
It was a science. Damn, bro.
Powerful changes. 25 years of working with the brain.
Shit.
I still cannot.
Looks like ET.
State of mind.
That's bad,
the way
dude.
That one simple song can.
I know that. This is a music of. That's why you use music to remind people. Considers the susceptibility of. Skip ahead. It's good when you hear the old rockers talking about this. Not these guys. These guys are idiots.
These guys are so dumb. I know these guys.
ICP. Keep skipping. Keep skipping. I like the Ozzy Osbournes and shit. Oh yeah. Fame. Go back.
All those things they were saying about rock and roll in the early days.
Aware that you could just say kill and you know, so somehow the okay, surge would happen.
Gene Simmons, bro.
Gene Simmons.
It works in mysterious ways. You know, once it goes in, you have really no say about what it does to you.
Damn.
Music is essentially the manipulation of sound.
Okay.
It has the power to arouse.
You know who has
the
ears?
The devil.
I was about to say that.
Joe, back on the '50s and sixties, admitted that music was used for subversive sexual revolution.
It has the power to make people feel profane. You know, all those things they were saying about rock and roll in the early days, saying, oh, it's going to subvert our youth. It's going to make them all want to have sex. It's going to make them all go crazy. They were right. They were right. They were right.
Yeah, we know. Right.
This edit is so Bollywood.
It's amazing.
It's Bollywood.
Bro. Well, this was like 10 years ago.
Spice came out from the building. She signed my book right here.
Fucking Spice
That's
Girls, bro.
I went to the
crazy.
Concert. She signed my book. She
this little midget is in love with. Goddamn
oh
lesbian.
Oh my god.
She influences everyone in her class, in her school, Spice. Everything Spice. And she believes
okay, the
power,
mother's crazy.
Oh, you think?
She's always a crazy mother. Look at her hair. Because
of this is a dude that accidentally mothered
this
her.
This was the style back then.
Yeah, dude, she was electrocuted.
No.
Can you pull up the A's guy again?
No, no, no. Skip ahead. Skip ahead. Skip ahead.
No, we got to the good part.
No, no, this is not
about?
The good part. Skip ahead.
Dude, that guy looked like the Mexican alien they found.
Because this part, I never watched this because I only like the rock and roll stuff. Yeah, the songs are telling you to be a whore. I get it. Eminem also.
Sure.
Keep going.
Really, I want to see the Eminem part.
What do you mean? You know what Eminem talked about, bro.
Oh, my God.
47, oh, yeah, Revolver, a 9, a Mac 11. I remember all these songs.
They used to quote Eminem and be like, devil, devil.
Yeah, yeah.
When dealing with the question of how many young lives... Kid, I never knew why. Get him to slit this wrist. I never knew why. Get him to
hit this bitch. I never knew why. Knew I would get this big. I never knew why. Okay, but sorry, I get flagged, bro. Stop playing music.
I'm getting stupid.
Okay.
It's fine. These guys talk.
Let's see what this guy says now.
The heavens and the earth. And what's interesting is one of these morning stars fell, though.
I love his mustache.
We've been talking about him, Satan. And it
yeah.
says in Scripture, how you have fallen
That's
from heaven.
That's the biggest
oh,
Bible I've ever
star,
seen.
Son of the dawn.
It's not the size, but it's how you use it.
Star, who at one time sang in praise and worship.
Shout out to Justin fell. Timberlake.
I like this guy, bro, because he's fighting against these Hollywood fall, Satanists.
Says all the pomp. Says all your pomp has been brought down to the grave along with the noise of your stringed instruments. Your harp.
That's what they called his penis.
It says that he would be brought down, but what will be brought down with him that God
the
highlights
music.
Here is his musical instruments. Highlighting the musical instruments is a part of his destruction and a part of his judgment. Because I believe, and I think
love
it's
music.
Quite clear to you by now and will become very much more vivid as we see more of the picture of rock and roll, that music is very much part of his deception.
Goddamn right.
Because if he was created to worship, he was created to sing, he was created to play musical instruments and to worship God, what but music
there's hours of this
dude, we need to get Randy Conley to defend this guy.
Dude, I reached out for an interview today. I sent I go
he's alive.
Yeah, he's dude, he looks cool now too. He's got a beard and shit.
No way.
Yeah, I told him, but I sent it today. I'm waiting to see. I would love to interview this guy.
Wow,
because he seems bro I watch
dude, he's committed. He's committed,
dude. He seems like a super nice dude.
Sure, if he believes this.
But basically what I want to tell him is that there's a lot, because I understand that a lot of this shit is crazy. Skip ahead, Poseidon.
He looks like a
skip,
wizard
skip, skip.
The book open like that.
Dude, he looks like he works at Home Depot.
Skip. Yeah, I want to get to the Ozzy Osbourne, the Black Sabbath stuff. You want to use the mouse just to hover?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Go back. There we go.
The Lord your God and serve him only.
Here?
Right, yeah, right around there when he starts with Ozzy.
For sure works at Home Depot.
Yeah, go back. And it just seems, just this is the part. Go back. So
some
this is,
source, whatever it is.
Go back just a bit.
Okay.
Go back a little bit to explain the story. So this, any, I know this. Press pause. So any fan of Black Sabbath knows the story he's about to tell.
Okay.
But I guess you never thought about this story if it would go in the hands of the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
What it would, 'cause listen to this and you're going to be like, oh, now you're just giving the preacher more fodder. Mm. This is pretty cool. Press play.
Black Sabbath was named after a satanic being that appeared to bass player Geezer Butler after he had already painted his house black and adorned it with upside-down crosses and depictions of Satan. This satanic being that appeared at the foot of Butler's bed is considered the fifth mystical member of Black Sabbath, who gave them the material for their first three albums. Ozzy Osbourne has admitted that he thinks that he is a vehicle being used by Satan, declaring, "I don't know if I'm a medium for some outside source. Whatever it is, frankly, I hope it's not what I think."
So he's... Somebody so you're giving him fodder.
I don't like that shit.
16th century book of black magic, and it was all written in, I think it was Latin.
Oh, my God.
And he brought it round to my faxing. You know, I was interested in books. And
dude, that's one thing black people got right. Fuck this Satan shit. Fuck this demon shit.
And I put it in this cupboard in the apartment that I was living in. And that night, I just like woke up suddenly, and there was just like this black shape.
Nah. That would scare the shit. I would move.
In my bed.
You know what they don't have on Black Sabbath? Black people.
Just vanished into thin air as I was staring at it. And this, I just had the thought, it's got to have something to do with this book that Ozzy brought round for me, and I like leapt out of bed.
Fucking Prince of Darkness over here.
Rushed to the cupboard to throw this book out.
Yeah, I threw it out.
And the book was gone.
Good.
And the next day, I told Ozzy about it. And
Antichrist.
About 3 days after that, we came up with our first song, Black Sabbath,
which is a great
and
creepy
Ozzy
song.
Just, like, related to like, my experience in the lyrics. Big black shape
with fire. I love this song. I didn't know that they all think it's the devil that wrote it. Now it makes this creepier.
Yeah.
They're describing the shape at his bed.
I mean, when you hear this, it makes sense. Like, these guys got the devil to write their songs.
When they say it themselves, I'm like, God damn it.
Imagine you hear, like, Pharrell fucking the song Happy. He's like, I asked Satan for some help with that one.
I think Baby Shark was written by Satan.
Yes, it was.
Satan's sitting there, he's smiling. Such a good song, fuck. Get higher and higher.
Oh, wow.
I love all these songs, though.
Devil Boy.
So theatrical. Jesus. Bro, I was a kid listening to this. Loving this.
Explains a lot.
We've Thank always,
you. In, within the band said there is a fifth member, a mystical member, yeah. We've always said there's something looking at.
Yeah, so besides the
this shit.
So here's the point I was trying to make.
No demons.
So we make fun of these the preacher, right? But the thing is, he's making a documentary. He's like, they're saying, you're like, shut up, bro. You're saying it's the devil. And then they're saying it's the devil.
Yeah.
And we're making fun of him. Shouldn't we be either making fun of them or being like, oh, this guy's on to something?
Both of them.
Well, even better.
They believe in some stupid shit.
And he believes.
He believes in some stupid shit.
Well, of course, because he's telling that.
Yeah. They're Narnia. He's the evil witch or whatever. You know, vice versa.
I like Narnia.
You like Narnia?
I remember. I don't know if I like it. I remember it was something when I was a kid.
It was dope as a kid.
I don't remember if it was good.
The first one was pretty good. It was the guy who plays Professor X now, and he was the Fawn.
Oh, okay.
The kids were pretty good.
But I love rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
and this shit entertains the fuck out of me. I love this shit.
I will admit, I love the theatrics of rock and roll.
Oh, it's the best.
Everything that happened, like, it's so crazy. It's so out there.
But this documentary is a lot of fun.
Have you seen the, what is it, the largest concert ever in Moscow by...
Rammstein?
It might be Rammstein.
Because they're crazy.
Search up Rammstein Moscow. I think that's the one. Or Giant Moscow Concert YouTube. Largest concert ever YouTube.
Rod Stewart at the Copacabana. I don't think that's the...
That's not what I'm talking about. Rod Stewart.
At the Copacabana. Yeah, you should Google...
I think that's the one I'm talking about. Down?
Metallica.
No, under Metallica.
Rod Stewart is the number one.
It's not Rod Stewart.
Can you go back to Google and type in Moscow right after?
Yeah, or YouTube.
What do you want me to type? Moscow?
No, you're already there. You're already there. Largest con. Go back. Type in right after. Go up to Google search. Just add Moscow.
Pretty sure it's in Moscow. Dude, when you...
Oof.
Metallica, 1991.
Wow, that's amazing.
Look at the video. Look at the shaking of the waves of the crowd, dude.
God,
is fucking...
Oh, fuck,
crazy.
Computer just crashed.
They were my favorite band
mm-hmm.
for for years, Metallica.
Oh, really?
And then they got usurped by Megadeth. I prefer Dave Mustaine. Mm. Love Dave Mustaine. Love Megadeth. But Metallica, man, love Metallica. Kill 'Em All was the first album I ever bought.
Oh, wow.
Love. First, that's the thing, is that people would tell me when I was young, that's satanic and stuff, and I'd be like, bro, I'm the one listening to it.
Yeah.
I have zero satanic desire. I don't like the devil. I don't like
you're
any
just
of that
fucking
shit.
Jamming.
I'm just jamming, and when it, like, Black Sabbath, that was very theatrical and demon-y in their first, like, three albums, I like the theatrics of it. It's like watching a movie. You know, some people like watching horror movies. I love the theatrics of it. That's why I like these kind of documentaries. It's fun to see the perception of someone on the outside looking at people like me. And they're like,
they're probably the number one reason we're so progressive today as well.
Yeah,
all these
they push.
People dressing up as women, doing all these things, normalizing a bunch of stuff to us. So now we see it. We're like, ah, it's okay.
Well, there's some shit we shouldn't normalize. We got to stop banging kids and shit. We got to stop normalizing this stuff.
Let's stop banging kids.
Yeah.
Let's stop doing, what are those called? Those beauty pageants for kids.
Yeah. There's some stuff that we got to stop.
Can we stop that? Dogs, okay. Kids, no thank you.
Yeah, we'll dress up dogs. Let them run around.
Yeah, dress up the dogs. Fuck the dogs. I don't care.
But this is so interesting. I love it. And now it got me as soon, because I was watching the documentary before I came here. Like, it was playing on audio when I was taking a shower. So that's why it was in my head. And it's just getting me back to all the old stuff. I want to download the old Black Sabbath albums. Missed that shit.
I used to do AC/DC a lot. I think the first album I ever bought was 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying. I was listening to it. The song P.I.M.P. came on. And my mom walked in. And aww. I was like 5 years
can
old.
Can she spell?
Yeah.
Oh, you're fucked. If she can spell, you're fucked.
Was I five? I was like, no, maybe I was like seven. And my brother was nine.
Oh, boy.
And we're listening to, and I was like, P-I-M-P, ha, 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 you know? Bah. Dude, she took the CD out, snapped it on her knee.
I like her.
Frisbeed it out the window. Out the window. Onto the street.
Bro, I am a 50 Cent fan. However, I'm more of a good household fan. Your mom did the right thing. Mm. You were a child.
I was
you
a
have
child.
No business listening to black men mm-hmm. talking about whores.
Yes. It's the truth.
It's like artists always say, right? Like why you let your kids listen to that shit? I didn't make it for kids.
Mm.
Yeah. No. Your mom 100% did the right thing.
It was correct.
But I was a kid too, and I would do the same shit. I would listen to stuff I had no business listening to. Now, everyone's influence different.
Yeah.
I do understand the preacher's point of view that some people are going to get influenced and they're going to start like, they're going to take it serious and they're like, I'm going to do my own ritual. And then you have like the Memphis Three or whatever it was. You know, they go and they kill people and they do rituals. There's a lot of that shit happening.
Okay.
So yes, that I have to.
There are a lot of teen girls doing stuff like this.
Witchcraft.
A lot of these murder rituals.
Yeah. So it happens.
Exes did that.
Also,
it happens a lot more than you think. Yeah. It happens a lot more than you think. So that kind of shit, I do agree that people are so stupid and influenced that it might get people to do stupid shit.
Wiccans, bro.
Yeah.
All these fucking idiots. Wiccans. I hate them.
But then you have people like me who enjoy the music and hate the devil, hate all, but I love all, I love theatrics.
Yeah. It is. Look, theatrics are fun, but not when it's at my expense. Literally, I had three women. I mean, it was my ex and her two friends. They took one of my old t-shirts. They put it on a pillow. They lit candles. They all sat.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. You witches. How dare you? They put my t-shirt on a pillow and together they all stabbed it with candles. They told me this. I got back with her. I shouldn't have.
You got back with her? Wait,
well, it worked. The ritual worked.
What does the ritual do?
They wanted, like, it was like a voodoo sequence.
But what was it, the point of it? Because it has a goal, right?
Stab my face.
Oh, they wanted you to get hurt.
They wanted me to hurt. Like, it was like a voodoo doll. So they put my t-shirt on a pillow and stabbed it with a bunch of candles. And they're all sitting around and doing chants and shit.
So here's my argument.
Yeah.
My argument is not whether this is real or not. That's not what I'm arguing because I can't prove or disprove. I can tell you that I think it's
very bad intent.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
My problem is if these people believe it. So that's what happens with these world leaders that go to all these like Bohemian Grove and they get dressed up.
Sure.
Obviously, it's stupid. They're doing fake sacrifices to a big owl. I agree. It's stupid. But they believe in it. They believe in good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And they choose the bad side if we go devil and God. And they're leading the world. I'm not the problem for saying they look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They're the problem for believing in that shit. And then, like, if you believe that it's all real, the devil, God, it's all 100% real,
mm-hmm.
you believe it's real and you choose the devil, that's, we got to ask some fucking questions on your mental state.
If the devil's real and you choose an owl?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's always my thing is, I don't care whether you believe or not. What I'm saying is, if you do and you have two choices and you're like, I like the rapist, we should be questioning why you're in charge of a country.
Sure.
Yeah.
Most beliefs are stupid, man. Anything that people believe happens after you die, it's never like, oh, that's really well thought out.
I'm going to be a giant turtle.
Yeah. You think that's what you'll be reincarnated as, Turtle Guy?
I don't know if we get reincarnated. I don't know, because in order to get reincarnated, that means that you could isolate the soul.
Sure.
I have been looking to a lot of people in the government say about aliens and shit.
Oh, really? Are they still releasing more alien stuff?
All the real, like, hardcore shit you look at, it's not little green men. You start getting into religion. They go as extra-dimensional beings. The closest thing we could... you've heard this.
I heard Alex Jones talk about...
Yeah. And Tucker Carlson came out.
Interdimensional.
Did you hear Tucker Carlson for last week?
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson said...
What'd he say?
Because they asked him about it, and he goes, the shit that they told me, he goes, I don't even want to talk about it. I will tell you, number one, I don't fully understand it, and it scares the shit out of me, so I don't want to talk about it. And Alex Jones, for years, has been talking about the... And I remember hearing those people, the recordings of them saying... They're not from another planet. It's from another dimension that's like overlaps. And then now recently, that's what they've been saying again. And this, I heard it 10 years ago, that it's an interdimension. Some guy said the best way I could describe it, he goes, is not of people from another planet. It's what we would describe as demons. And I'm like, Jesus. And he goes, or how they would say in the ancient world, the jinn, the Arabs had in the Middle East, they knew what they were talking about. And I was like, what the fuck?
I don't like that. I don't like none of that.
Yeah, it's fucking creepy as shit. But it also does make sense. If you have an alien... If you give me a creature from another planet, I'm automatically going to be like, that's a fucking demon, bro.
That's a demon.
This is before internet.
Did I ever tell you I used to have night terrors growing up?
I think you had mentioned it.
I used to wake up in the middle of the night as a kid screaming. Ah, they're coming for me. And they took my, like, so much. It was apparently a year, and I have no memory of this. I vaguely remember screaming. My parents took me to a fucking...
Who's they? The Jews?
They're coming for me. I mean, I used to... I went to this therapist and she was like, I want you to draw your house for me. And I drew my house and then I drew a guy outside my house.
Stop.
I swear to God. And they're like, who's that guy? I'm like, that's the guy who watches me when I sleep.
No!
Dude, they had a fucking panic attack. They ended up putting electric nodes in my hands. And I got electrotherapy.
You became a Scientologist for a minute.
Dude, they start shaking me. I have no memory of any of this. Like, my parents told me this. I was like, I don't remember. They're like, I guess it worked then.
They electrocuted, they traumatized you so much that you were so traumatized.
I became a comedian.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
But bro, I used to go to bed and wake up being like, there's a man on the window watching me while I sleep. And I'm screaming in the middle of the night. And outside our house, there was a whorehouse. And nobody really knew it was a whorehouse. It was this kind of like big lot with a property. And Indian guys, like tons of them would live there. Like maybe 12 workers.
Oh.
And there's a lot of these places where tons of workers would live. And these are like poorer guys and stuff. And
you think they were looking at you?
No. But one day I saw... One woman would come out from the house, fucked up makeup, all fucked up. I'm like, oh, is that a whore? And it was a whore. And she'd come out, and then after her, some Indian guys would come out and watch her leave, and their eyes were bloodshot. So they were for sure doing some of those drugs. There's one that makes your eyes, like, fully red. Me, I'm a kid. I'm just seeing
red eyes
watching this fucked up woman. One day, they carry a fucking body bag out. I'm not even joking. I was a kid. And I was like, I think I fucking just saw a body bag.
This was after the night terrors or before?
I don't know. I just remember that.
Holy shit.
Bro, so creepy as a kid. I was scared of the dark for years.
If you write a book, call it Indian Whores and Ghosts. The Hare Kuba story.
Red eyes and whores.
God, that's amazing.
Scary, bro.
It is. It is.
I don't like that stuff.
I seen some crazy shit when I was young too. It all affects you. Like, even though you can't remember it clearly, it's still in there.
Yeah.
I think if you'd go get like real therapy, it would start bringing it out. But I don't want to bring this shit to the forefront.
No, fuck that. Fuck that.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, I suppressed it. These are all repressed memories. I don't want
repressed for a reason.
Yeah. What do you think? My mind is like, yo, these are very bad for you. Yeah. Anyways, Hattie, what are you up to next? What do you want people to know?
Follow me on Instagram. I post clips multiple times a week now.
Yep.
And
good job.
We got a couple hitters.
Goddamn right. That's why the Indians love you.
They love me. I've tripled my followers and we're only going up. We're going to hit 10K within probably a month or two.
God damn, that's impressive.
Keep hustling.
Do that. Hari Kuba, he went from looking at these Indian whores to having them follow him on Instagram years later.
Thank you for following me. And I love gay people.
Yeah.
I love trans people. Fucking Congress. Please keep fucking.
Don't listen to him. Don't go through the ways of the devil. Don't, because next after that it's rock music, okay. Rippity rap music, hippity hop music. Stay safe, be careful out there.
Bye, guys. We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically ashamed and all our fame. We'll make a murder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.